Okay. Hello, everybody. Here I am with Nobilis Reed, erotica novelist. Really cool dude. He's eating French fries right now. And he's wearing a blue paisley shirt. He says he's extremely tall, about 7 feet. That's really tall.
No, I'm not 7 feet tall. I'm almost seven feet tall.
That's a lot taller than I am. If I, like, I would probably come up to your elbow.
Well, we're sitting down, so it doesn't matter.
This is very true. We're sitting in high chairs. I feel like I'm 10 feet tall. Okay. So how did you get into writing?
I've always liked writing. And for a long time, like 20 years, I just kept a little notebook where I would scribble stuff out for my own enjoyment, so to speak.
Right.
And about 5 years ago, maybe a little longer, I discovered some sites where you could post stories just for free, anonymously, places like Literotica and storiesonline.net and ASSTR, and started posting stuff, and people really liked it, and I got a lot of really great feedback. And I was thinking, well, hell, if people like it that much, maybe I can get paid for it. So yes. I sent in some stories that I had worked out. I originally posted at storiesonline.net, kind of worked out, got feedback on, re-edited again, and sent and pulled it from that site, and then sent it in and submitted it to a little e-publisher called Ecstasy Books. And they accepted them. And I wrote another one, and they accepted that too. And so I was like, all right, that seems to have worked fairly well, and I got a little bit of money for it. I mean, this, you know, small EPUBs do not get anybody rich. And I said, okay, well, let me see if I can kind of move up to the next level. So instead of writing novellas, I wrote a novel, and I submitted it to a publisher that seemed to be run a little better and had better covers on the books, and friends of mine had said was really good, and so I said, okay, I'll submit that there, and that got accepted. And so I was just like, all right, let's just keep on doing it, because it keeps on working. Along the line there, I discovered podcasting, and another show that I was listening to at the time, called Slice of Sci-Fi, had a running gag about starting an erotica podcast. I didn't realize that it was a joke. I kept telling them, hey, look, if you want to do this, I want to help. And they're like, yeah, right, whatever. Because I was clearly not getting the joke. And so, like 6 months of this, I said, well, okay, clearly, if it's going to happen, I'm going to have to do it myself.
Right.
So I started my own podcast. I've now done over 200 episodes, 202 as of this past Sunday. And I am now the most prolific erotica podcaster on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Other people have done them. There's other people who have dozens, even more than 100. Helen E. H. Madden has a wonderful podcast called Heat Flash. But I'm the only one who's broken 200. And I'm proud of that. Now, not every story that I've posted has been my own work. Not every one has been particularly good. Some of them are real stinkers. But I wrote and I made it, and I did it, and I'm proud of that. I'm doing that, and I'm continuing to write. I just finished the rough draft of the third book in the Orgone Chronicles series. The first one was Scouts, which is available now. The second one is Pirates, which is going to be coming out this coming May. And then the third one is going to be called Hunters, and that's going to be probably 2012. If the Earth is still around.
Right. Yes. Well, we're already, what, 7 days into December?
Right. Well, no, it's supposed to happen 2012, right? That's when the Mayan calendar is supposed to switch over? December 2012?
Yes, when the world is supposed to end at some point. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see that happen. Well, not really.
I'd like to see it from a safe distance.
Exactly. I'd like to see it from outer space.
Well, that's what the movie is for, right?
Exactly. You know, the moral of that movie is build a spaceship, get your ass out of planet Earth. Watch it go boom from far, far away.
So that's what I'm doing.
Excellent. So